mush was made a little different from gruel.
So, was it thicker?
Yeah, mush is thicker than gruel.
I see. Mm-hmm. And when you take wheat and grind it, you have...
You make flour.
And you take the flour and bake bread in loaves, and you call that what kind of bread?
When you take
wheat flour and bake it in loaves.
Loaf of bread.
Loaf bread. And did you ever fry any round things with a hole in the center?
Call them donuts now.
Donuts now, but you used to have them. And meat from the side of a hog that's salted, but it isn't smoked.
It's bacon, but it's garlic. You have the ham and the shoulder and the back side, what do you call that? Side meat, I believe.
Mm-hmm. And if you press meat from the hog's head?
Call that sauce.
Sauce, I see. And the hard thing in the center of a cherry that you have to spit out?
Cherry?
Yes.
We didn't have much cherry. Mm-hmm. I don't remember.
The hard thing in the center of a peach?
It's called a kernel.
And if the meat comes away from the kernel easy, it's called a... Mm-hmm. Or if it sticks to the kernel...
They have an old clear seed peach. When it doesn't stick, and others call a press peach.
I see. And beans that don't have to be shelled, you just break them up?
Snap beans.
And the ones that you do shell are?
Butter beans.
And when turnips or beets are about that high, and you just cut them off and boil that top part, what do you call that?
You call that the greens.
Just greens? You ever call it salad?
Well, yes. Yes, when it's young, it's called salad.
Salad. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think she ever cut it off. She just pull it up when it's a small. And use it.
Uh-huh.
And of course, when the roots came on it, then you cut off the
big
roots.
Mm-hmm. And the corn that you simply shuck and cook and eat with your fingers?
On the cob.
Mm-hmm. And a little animal that is black and it has a white stripe down the back, and if you scare it, it doesn't smell too good?
Polecat.
Little things, they may be very small or they may be pretty big. They hop, and they're either on the ground or in the water. Could you tell me something about what you remember about them?
Grasshopper.
Grasshopper, or some of them live in water. They make it sound like a thunk. A thunk.
Mm-hmm.
Got long legs.
Long legs.
Uh-huh.
Frog.
Is that a bullfrog?
I don't know, but I know a frog can stay around the water that small.
And if you see them in the yard or in the lawn, what do you call them then? They're about the color of this.
I don't know about them.
Of course, the little green ones that live in bushes and sing, chirp.
It's not a mockingbird you're talking about.
No,
it's not.
Some people call them tree frogs, some rain frogs.
Well, when they have that squeak, we call them rain frogs.
I see. Uh-huh. And